This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. A Chattanooga nonprofit is taking ownership of one of the city's most iconic landmarks, making sure it's preserved for generations to come. Cornerstones Incorporated, a nonprofit devoted to historic preservation, is taking over Chattanooga's terminal station, better known as the Chattanooga Choo Choo, the train station made famous in the Glenn Miller song.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Certainly.
I used to call funny face.
The station shut down decades ago and was then converted into a hotel and restaurant complex. A group of private investors own it, including former Mayor John Kinsey. The investors are donating the main building, the terminal station, to Cornerstones. So, what does this mean for Chattanooga history and tourism? Anne Gray joins us. She's the executive director of Cornerstones, also Arch Willingham. He's the president of TU Parks Construction in Chattanooga and a Cornerstones board member.
So one of the first things I think we need to talk about, for people who aren't that familiar with the terminal station specifically, the Choo Choo is this big complex of restaurants, and there's hotels and parked train cars and entertainment places, but the terminal station itself, it's a very prominent part of it. What is it exactly?
It's really the middle section that's called the dome. The dome section. It was built in 1908, completed in 1908, and it is what holds everything else together for that whole complex. You know, so think back into railroad traffic and transportation, and this was the hub. This is where you came to catch your train. You would go out on the platform to get to your train, and this is where everyone came through to see where trains were coming and going from.
And it's like the main lobby now for the hotels. It's where they have the Christmas trees every year. It's the front entrance, so to speak.
It is. And it was built, you know, let me kind of give you a little history of how that was built. It was a design that was a world-acclaimed design. Beaux-Art is the architectural style, and it was the longest-spanning brick-supported arch when it was built at the time. It was an engineering feat for them to be able to span that much open space in 1908. You know, it's got a mezzanine level as you come in through the front door, so you can, if you had that view, you could be looking straight out to the tracks and out to the platforms.
Yes.
And see trains coming and going. You know, it wasn't a hotel until the 1970s, but that's what we all kind of relate to, that it's the lobby of the hotel, but it really was just, it was Terminal Station.
What is so significant about this part of the Choo Choo specifically? Is it just the fact that it is the main hub? Is there more to it than that?
It is. It's about history and architecture together. What we do at Cornerstones has a lot to do, of course, with the National Register of Historic Properties. We're always looking at local significance, national significance. The history is part of that. The architecture is the other significant part of that. And, you know, the Choo Choo or the Terminal Station hits on both of those. Architecturally, we just talked about how significant that was. And then from a history standpoint, you know, this is kind of what people came to Chattanooga for a long time. And we're starting to hear from people in the public that have experienced riding the train and coming into the Chattanooga Depot. And this was the north-south, the main north-south connection, the route, for a very long time.
And if you think about it, if you ask somebody from Topeka, Kansas, say something about Tennessee, they know the Choo Choo, Chattanooga Choo Choo song. And as Cornerstones, we wanted to make sure that 100 years from now, somebody from Topeka, Kansas can still say, I know what the Chattanooga Choo Choo is. It's an important piece of Americans' history.
I remember when I was growing up, you know, going there to the skating rink when I was a kid. And for me, it was always kind of what it is now, which is this complex. What about for you all? What did the Choo Choo mean to you all when you were growing up in Chattanooga?
It was that. You know, I think I remember it mostly as the hotel as well. I don't remember it as the train. But I will say that I did take a train at a station in 1986. I did part of the Tennessee Homecoming statewide celebration, and I took the train from Chattanooga, from the terminal station, and rode it to Cowan. I had never seen that back part of the track and where that went to before, and we ended up going through Bridgeport. You went through places you wouldn't have thought, and it was lovely. But I think it was, you know, like one of the last trains that probably pulled out of the station, and I was glad I got a chance to do that.
And my impression from my childhood was that was a bad area. I mean, you didn't go there. you just going down through there, it was a scary area. And the rebirth of Chattanooga and what's happening on the south side has fixed that to where people are really trying to get there.
But that's part of why we're involved in it, right, is that very reason. It has had this rebirth around what's happening in that neighborhood. It has a lot to do with the fact that is the Market Main Street National Register District. These are buildings with history and architecture and character. They tell a story. People identify with that. And as we now build new with the old, it's a real interesting juxtaposition, isn't it? And so with the Chichu there in that time period that you're referring to, they literally looked inward. They built and they made it, and they wanted their patrons to stay in the complex. They provided entertainment, restaurants, because that kept them safe. That's changing.
Yes, now the South Side is so much is down there.
And the Chichu Partners are changing that. They're opening it back up. You know, we've opened up 14th Street, renamed it Station Street. There's lots of things happening there because they're opening back up. There is development pressure that happens when things become hotspots, and that's kind of what was happening, we felt, with the Choo-Choo, the terminal station. There was some opportunity for that to go into a different direction. This dome section was built as public space. It needs to remain in public space, and it had been in private ownership for a while, private ownership to protect it, because it would have been lost, I think, before then if they hadn't stepped up and had done something with that. But now it comes back into the public realm. We're excited about that because there's all sorts of opportunity about programming, bringing people in, restoring what that used to look like, because we all forget how wonderful that dome and that glass ceiling is. You just don't forget. If you haven't been there for a while, you need to come and step back in and see how beautiful that really is.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Anne Gray and Arch Willingham. They're with Cornerstones. The historic preservation nonprofit is taking over Chattanooga's Terminal Station, part of the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel and Restaurant Complex. Preserving this, what kind of challenges does it present with this being just part of a bigger complex, part of a building, as opposed to you owning the entire site?
It is different, and know that we did our research before we accepted the gift, because that really became the question: will we accept what they're giving to us? And so I talked to the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and I asked how normal this was to just own a part of a building. It actually happens more than you would think when it comes to historic property that's a large piece of property that's significant, because it has to do with maintenance and, you know, moving it forward. So I got a lot of comfort. We got a lot of comfort hearing that's a sort of a thing to do.
You know, one of the things that we hope to do, and the whole idea of Cornerstones, isn't preserving pieces of property that won't be seen. We want people to see them. We want this to reflect on our history. I bet if you walked up to 10 Chattanoogans, 8 have never seen the inside of the dome. And we hope to change that. I mean, it's a beautiful thing that you just can't fathom the structure, because it's not done that way anymore.
What are some of the things that you'd like to see happen with the terminal station and the dome as you continue to restore it and preserve it?
From a contractor's standpoint, what I would call the cornice that goes around the outside of the building, it's a beautiful building, and that cornice has really gone to pot. I'd like to see that addressed before the inside. I know Anne would like to see the interior brought back to how it was when it was, you know, in the United States' heyday. But I'd like to see the outside get fixed first.
How did this come about? It makes perfect sense for Cornerstones to do this. It's literally your mission. But how did it come about that the current owners decided to go ahead and donate this part of it to you?
They contacted us. And what's interesting about that, you know, we're very small. What we do is usually on a smaller scale. Cornerstones has owned property before. We generally own it for a short time, really secure it with some easements, preservation easements and protection, and then flip it and sell it. We don't hold property. We're not a development company. That's not really what we do. We want to save it. But the owners, John Kinsey, called us and said, you know, we'd like to give this to Cornerstones. We think it's significant enough that it needs to be saved. And it was a lot of discussion amongst our board, because we've never owned something of this magnitude before. And I think I was overwhelmed not only with its architecture, but its history. There's a lot of responsibility to tell the stories and find the stories and retell them in the right way, along with saving the property, which is what we know how to do, and we will do that. And so thinking through how we're going to do that, what that means for all of us in Chattanooga, it really is kind of an honor to be able to be the vehicle, the organization that's the vehicle that really moves this property from private ownership to public ownership, and it really keeps it open for everyone to see and experience what a wonderful space that is.
Arch, yeah, what were your thoughts on that as a board member?
Well, again, a board member that is also a general contractor. I work with developers, and what's a developer's job? His job is to make the most amount of money he can off a piece of property. With the South Side just busting out the way it has, that property per square inch is worth a ton of money. Kinsey was, what he did is amazing because, in essence, he carved out a tremendous chunk of his property and gave it to the public realm. He could have, and people kind of poo-pooed this, but if not for John, the next generation could have walked in and gone, hey, I want to put a hotel up right here, drop it on the ground. People say nobody would do that, but my company built the two buildings where the last train station is, the Crystal Building and the Talon Building. So it's happened in our lifetime that somebody's dropped a significant architectural piece of history on the ground and built another building in its place. That can now never happen because of what Kinsey has done.
You've got a $1 million fundraising campaign going on right now. What specifically are you trying to raise funds for?
It's all this restoration that we're talking about. You want to be more specific, Arch, on that? It's going to be the outside cornice that needs a lot. It's a 110-year-old wooden and metal structure that needs some attention.
We've got short-term roof repairs. We've got long-term roof repairs. When you walk in the dome, the colors will remind you a little bit of a 70s show, because that's probably when it was painted, 70s or 80s. We want to bring that back to what it looked like before any of us existed. That's the majority.
And let me say, you know, we have Cornerstones has a Cornerstones professor in residence who's in the interior architecture department. We have graduate students and undergraduate students in that program that we work closely with, and we hope to make this sort of a classroom that they can come and actually help do some paint scraping to get down to the original paint colors. It'll be really interesting to find those and for us to try to duplicate that. I would love for that to really come back. Now, here's what's the interesting thing for us and for Cornerstones. We really don't get around to doing interiors most of the time. They're usually not there when we get involved with the building. And what's so exciting for me, and I think it will be for everyone, including the students, is that we have something to work with, and we can scrape back and really start looking at doing a restoration plan based on what was originally there. There's techniques to use, and we can use this as a classroom. That's all very exciting to kind of promote preservation, education, public space. You know, we just feel very honored that we have the opportunity to maybe bring all these things together.
Thank you both so much. What is the Cornerstones website?
It is www.cornerstonesinc.org. We are getting donations now, and we thank everyone for those, and we're looking forward to hearing from more people with donations, but also with stories, because the opportunity to kind of tell the stories in your interaction with the dome, and then for us to maybe develop some sort of short film that kind of really talks about the history that everyone can relate to, not just locally, but tourists that come in. And so we invite everyone to kind of come back to the Choo Choo. There's some great places to eat there. Now more are being added, but really, and really walk through the space to see to really see it before, because we are going to come up with an after.
That was Anne Gray, executive director of Cornerstones Inc., a nonprofit devoted to historic preservation, and Arch Willingham, president of TU Parks Construction in Chattanooga. He's also a Cornerstones board member. The nonprofit is taking over the terminal station, part of the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel, Restaurant, and Entertainment Complex. That's it for Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Thank you all for listening.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.